Everybody loves bags. It's a fascinating product category, and it's why I stayed in it, because it has some very interesting attributes in terms of marketing and building a brand. And so it's a tale for another time, but the whole world of bags is a fascinating one.
And I think that's the most curious thing that I've kind of gleaned from this conversation with you, is just like your interest in the marketing and how that relates to the product itself, and how they, you know, it's a symbiotic relationship, obviously, but just like your ideology behind it is intriguing.
Well, one of the most fascinating things is, you know, we'll have people who've had Timbuktu bag for, I mean, you know, they're almost 25 years old now. I guess they are in 1989, so they're 27 years old. They, you know, I'll have someone, oh, I've had my Timbuktu bag for 15 years. I bought a Zero Messenger. It's now my favorite bag. I'm like, okay, look, I'm an engineer. We could put both those bags side by side. I could count up the pockets and zippers on the Timbuktu bag, and we count up the lack of them on the Zero. Mm-hmm. What is it about this bag that you're like, I just love how simple it is. It wraps around my body better, you know, more comfortably, blah, blah, blah. I just am always fascinated by, you know, kind of what people talk themselves into. And it's, you know, and it's certainly a lot about brand too, right? I mean, we live it every day. We make decisions on our own that are irrational about products. You know, we fall in love with something, not necessarily because it's the best or, you know, the most unique thing, but just for whatever, it strikes a chord. And so I kind of really early on learned, you know, I do not have to design the most complicated, feature-rich bags to have a business. And as a matter of fact, maybe we should go in the opposite direction. And the Zero Messenger has just been sort of a fascinating experiment that lives on and has influenced the way we do everything else, you know, from managing our operation to designing new products.
Yeah. And I think with Notco, we've always focused on very simplistic designs that have very specific functionality. I mean, because we're talking about pens and pencils and paper goods, those are fixed sizes, right? So we're not building a general carry product. We're building something very specific. And so when we're working through new designs, you know, we lay out the items that we want to house in our product, and we are very strict and minimal in how we're designing that. We don't have extra zipper pockets for like, oh, well, maybe they'll want to carry this. It's like, I don't care if they maybe want to carry that. This is what we're making it to carry.
So our second product was the Moleskine Folio.
Yeah, we've got one at the shop.
Because I'm a huge journalist. I'm on book number 27 for Rickshaw.
Oh, man.
And so I use a Moleskine journal, and before that I used composition notebooks for a long, long time, and I have a whole library of them. I have only one missing. I had my bag stolen in Barcelona, and the one thing that I, you know, my passport was in there, my money was in there, but my journal was in there, and I never recovered it. So there's a hole in the progression, you know, because I number all my journals. There's one missing, and I don't even know what's in that journal. I would be fascinated to know. Probably some stories about my ex-wife or something, I don't write in my journal every day, but on and off I sort of dive into it, and I've like accumulated all these books. But that is an area of pens and notebooks. I actually was working on a notebook company before I got involved with Timbuktu. I was going to start my own notebook company, and then, you know, I actually went to a guy who I knew could hook me up with a printer in Hong Kong. I said, hey, you know, I'm looking for a printer in Hong Kong. And he looked at me like, dude, I'm not really keen on your idea, but I have this little company in San Francisco called Timbuktu. You should take a look at it. And I was like, oh, okay. It's like, the guy wasn't my dad, but he might as well have been. And I'm like, oh, you don't like my idea. Okay, well, I'll look at your stupid little bag company. And then, you know, I had the sense to take advantage of that opportunity. But I really have a place in my heart for journals and stuff. And so that's kind of on our, that's accessories on our radar screen as well. We do a utility pouch and some other things that are really designed around the size of the Moleskine journal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have our own paper products that are printed just around the corner, and it's all U.S. FSC certified paper.
Uh-huh.
And like we haven't done a side bound yet. We've kind of focused on the jotter style notebook, so we've got like a spiral bound on the top, and we've got like a little pocket size that flips up. And I've always been so intrigued by the size of the Moleskines, but I've just I've never committed to their paper because it's not great with the pens that we typically use, like in the shop, like fountain pens and things like that. So,
yeah. Oh, you know, and they've just, they have, I mean, it's another classic case of you know, incredible branding. I mean, oh, the whole thing is made up.
They're a marketing behemoth. And like, it's, you know, there's this talk about, oh, well, is it Moleskine or Moleskine? Or, and they're like, yeah. I don't care what you call it. Just buy it. It's like, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Oh, and it's insane. I mean, you know, the whole story is effectively a fabrication. and so I just find it fascinating that they, and they have really, you know, made such a such inroads into the creative community and created their, effectively, now they've created their own history, which is really awesome. I think, you know, the company that I think is kind of interesting right now is Baron Fig, with their notebook that they, and I bought one. I'm not sort of a fan of the canvas covering. I like to put stickers on my journal. And so that's kind of why Moleskine is nice.
Did you see the pen that they created? Their Squire?
Yeah, I bought two of the pens too.
Yeah. I've heard good things about those.
What's that?
I've heard good things about those, like the weight and the balances.
Super minimalist design and, you know, machine kind of, it's cool. You know, it satisfies my mechanical engineering brain. But they've got quite a following, and, you know, I'm kind of like looking at that. Okay, I could tag along with that, you know, and kind of, you know, make our products appropriate. Their journal's a bit smaller than a Moleskine, so it works fine with our utility pouch. But, you know, kind of really being more overt about that. So it's interesting. It's a cool – I love the intersection. You know, the whole EDC everyday carry thing is fascinating to me. And, God, if we all bought – the little tools we would have, like, you know, you wouldn't have a place to carry them every day.
I know. Crazy. And like the problem is, especially on Instagram, you can be scanning through and there's like a million makers that have their little, you know, fob that you can put on your keys or in your pocket. And it's like every one of them I want. I don't need any of them. Like of I have not. A pocket knife. That's enough. I don't need anything else. But it's like, man, I
want to make MacGyvers out of all of them.